Thanks, Rudholm, for joining us this hour. Happy to have you here. How has Iran been able to hit American military targets in the Middle East, in Saudi Arabia, and other places? I mean, some targets for them are obvious places that anybody would be able to pick off a map, places like air bases or even U.S. embassies or consulates. But for all the damage that has been done to Iran's offensive capabilities in this war thus far, Iran has somehow also been able to hit things like, reportedly, a CIA facility in Riyadh, and a naval command and control facility in Bahrain, and U.S. radar facilities that are not clearly marked on any map and not obvious locations for anybody. How has Iran been able to find targets like that so they could aim their missiles and their drones at American facilities like that with such specificity? Well, the Washington Post and the Associated Press and us here at MS Now have all now reported that Iran has been getting help in targeting American personnel and military facilities, help from a sophisticated military ally in targeting U.S. personnel and U.S. military capabilities all over the Middle East. The Washington Post's report on this was first, and they explained it bluntly and clearly. Quote, Russia is providing Iran with targeting information to attack American forces in the Middle East. The assistant signals that the rapidly expanding conflict now features one of America's chief nuclear-armed competitors with exquisite intelligence capabilities. Quote, Iran possesses only a handful of military-grade satellites and no satellite constellation of its own, which would make imagery provided by Russia much more Russia and its much more advanced space capabilities highly valuable to the Iranians. So again, this was first reported by the Washington Post, this reporting then corroborated by the Associated Press and by us here at MS Now. The upshot is that Russia is helping Iran. Russia specifically is giving them targeting information, giving them very specific locations, using their own intelligence capabilities to give the Iranians very specific locations. So they know where to attack American troops to try to kill them and where to attack American facilities in the Middle East. Russia is giving Iran that information. What should the United States do about that? Well, under the leadership of Donald Trump, the United States has decided that under these circumstances, what our response is going to be is that we're going to ease sanctions on Russia. Ease sanctions on Russia. Trump has moved to give Russia relief from sanctions. Trump has moved specifically to let Russia sell more of its oil and gas. Get around sanctions, restrictions that might have prevented them from doing that before. I mean, Russia is allies with Iran, right? Russia issued a statement of congratulations when Iran chose Khamenei's son to replace him as the country's supreme leader. Congratulations, Junior. Enjoy your Ayatollahship. He's a close relation, a close connection to the radical and powerful Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Putin sends his personal congratulations. But, you know, Russia, as much as they might not want to see their ally put in difficult straits, Russia financially is actually really enjoying this moment. Because what does Russia have to offer the world? What does Russia have to offer the world economy? I mean, if you don't count vodka and potash, Russia basically has two industries, two things to offer the world, oil and war. And they're using their war-making abilities, their intelligence and satellite capabilities to help Iran kill Americans, to help Iran target and kill Americans in the Middle East. Also, on the war-making front, Russia is obviously enjoying seeing the United States burn up lots and lots and lots of missiles and interceptor munitions in the Middle East. So we'll be less happy and less able to provide those same types of weapons to Ukraine to fight against Russia. So on the war-fighting side of things for Russia, this is great for them. This is a win-win. And meanwhile, Russia's other industry, oil and gas, is as happy as it's been in a long time because of the huge spike in oil and gas prices all over the world, as Russia's oil and gas competitors in the Persian Gulf all basically get knocked offline, right? If Russia can just sell their oil and gas, if they can be allowed to get their oil and gas to market, well, Russia's going to be rich again. which they desperately need, given how they've spent themselves into oblivion in their endless, pointless Ukraine war. And so we now simultaneously have the U.S. intelligence reports that Russia is helping Iran target American personnel and military facilities to kill Americans in the Middle East, and the news that Trump is cutting sanctions on Russia to ensure they can sell practically all the oil and gas they want and refill their financial coffers as a country. And so what exactly happened today when Trump reportedly called a CBS News reporter and said, the war's pretty much over. And then Trump called a bizarre and incoherent press conference at one of his golf resorts where he said, no, it's not pretty much over. Where did you hear that? Who told you that fake news? In the middle of that swirling dust devil of nonsense and reversal and double reversal and incoherence and non sequitur from the President of the United States, what happened in the middle of all that today? Well, according to the Kremlin, in the middle of all that, President Donald Trump called Vladimir Putin and talked to him for an hour. And we only learned about that phone call because the Kremlin told us about it. The White House didn't announce it. The Kremlin did. Did the White House even know Trump was doing that before the Kremlin told everybody it had happened? Did Trump just call Putin from his flip phone? Was it while he was playing golf? Was it even in the White House calendar that today was the day Trump was supposed to check in with his boss?